And
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
S-I-E.
Seriously Ignorant.
Catch Damon this Thursday with comedian extraordinaire Marvin Dixon. For two big shows at the Fort Lauderdale Improv. $10 tickets are available now. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a man who is a reminder to all of us, you can't nap everywhere. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as Bernie Sanders on a morning mall walk.
Because some of the people have all of the money, and then there's some people who have no money at all.
You know how the old people get up and walk around the mall for exercise. You know Bernie needs to be right
all
in there
in
with
the
him.
Waist.
Oh, seriously. And speaking of this story, there's nothing worse than being sleepy at work, man. You checking the clock, it ain't moving. It's 6.5 hours left. Tonight, you got to find that inconspicuous spot to take a quick nap. I mean,
inconspicuous.
When I worked, when I worked in the office, man, I had several good spots. Trust me. The worst thing they could have ever done, though, was put that big Macintosh computer monitor on my desk. Boy, I'd sit up close, dip down, be gone. I catch myself, I wake up, I have drool on my keypad and gibberish across my screen. Seriously. But this guy, he was a FedEx worker in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, he was a little sleepy on the job. He was loading boxes, and after he completed his boxes, he decided to take a little catnap amongst the boxes. Now, the problem with this is he overslept. When he woke up, he was halfway to Lubbock. Because the boxes he loaded were on a plane. So, so mid-flight, he gets up and knocks on the cockpit door. The pilot's like, we can't open this door and sit your ass in the jump seat. So this was all over the phone because, you know, they can't open the cockpit. Can you imagine how spooked they were? You got a plane full of boxes and one of them knocks on the door. So he wasn't arrested, and they said he had no criminal intent. But you know he was worried. He's like, damn, am I going to get fired? Am I going to jail? And more importantly, do I have to pay for my flight home? Can I hitch a ride back with y'all? Seriously. As serious as a mosquito bite at Charlie Sheen's house. But anyway.
Wow.
You don't want that bite.
Ouch.
All right. Now, look, some people play too much. Patrons in the bar were having a good time enjoying themselves when they began to smell a foul odor. The odor was intentionally released by this 20-year-old man because he had a can of Jay fart spray.
I know. It's the worst. It's the absolute worst.
So they say he was walking through the club periodically spraying this spray. One lady said he even sprayed her in the face. So when the police came, she was able to identify him. They found him out on the patio. Imagine that, in the fresh air. They said he was drunk and slurring his words and claimed he didn't have a spray, didn't know what they were talking about. So they checked his pockets, and they found a can of spray called Liquid Ass. I'm not
liquid
making this
ass.
Up.
It is the
liquid
worst.
Liquid Ass.
It's the worst.
It's a prank spray you can get from the website. Now, according to the website, once unleashed, this power-packed, super-concentrated liquid begins to evaporate, filling the air with a genuine, foul, butt-crack smell with hints of poo and dead animal.
Yes.
This on the website.
It is the worst.
The pranks you can pull with liquid ass are unlimited.
Oh, my God. Sybil.
Watching
God.
Faces
sent me
grimace.
A bottle of it. It's unbelievable.
No. Careful there, Damon.
That's what it said. So anyway, the 20-year-old man was arrested for disorderly conduct, public intoxication, and underage drinking because he shouldn't have been in there with his silly butt. Seriously. As serious as packaging when CDs first came out.
Man.
Woo! You'd be like, what is the secret here? You could get in a bottle of acid quicker. But CD packages?
It's like they didn't want you to open the CD package.
That you just bought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the little thing you used to buy to open the CD? Mm-hmm. You had to buy
they
that,
had a
right?
thing for it. Yes, they did.
I remember that. Yeah.
Have a great day, people.
Later, David.
David.